Okay. Om Agyanatmarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Milita Nyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. We're going to read from the second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Sutta Goswami begins to reply to the questions put by the sages.
现在呢，我们今天开始学习这点佛教啊。他在第二篇这里呢，苏特苏特第二个Goswami开始去回答。苏特苏特。苏特Goswami
has heard the Srimad Bhagavatam already from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami.
苏特Goswami他已经从苏特第二个Goswami口中听到讲过了佛教瓦坛。
And he has been given the power by Lord Balaram to continue speaking.
而且他被主巴拉让赐予力量能够继续讲述下去。
Previously, his father, Romaharshan Sutta, was speaking.
之前呢,是他的父亲, Romaharshan 讲述的。
But Lord Balaram removed Romaharshan and he gave the power to speak to his son, Sutta Goswami.
但是呢,然后主巴拉让就把这个Romaharshan的,把他给去除,废除掉了,然后把这个说话的力量赐予了Sutta Goswami.
And they're speaking in the forest of Naimisharanya.
他们呢,是在Naimisharanya森林里面讲述的。
This is a holy place, you can go, we can visit sometime if you go to India.
这是一个圣地,有的时候我们去印度的时候,我们也可以去拜访。
It is a holy is a popular place to perform sacrifice.
这是一个举行祭祀,很流行的举行祭祀的地方。
And because these sages understood the Kali Yuga, the period of Kali Yuga was beginning, so the sages had assembled there.
那因为这些卡利年代的这些圣人,他们都知道卡利年代要开始了,所以呢,他们都聚集在这里。
And they had put several questions to Sutta Goswami.
所以呢,他们就向苏特格斯瓦姆提出了几个问题。
We will read the first paragraph of Prabhupada's purport.
现在我们先读一下Prabhupada钥匙的第一段。重新放吗？钥匙。在这段说明里,顺苏特格斯瓦姆答复南美史拉扬亚圣圣者们的第一个询问。 圣者们要求他概述整系列的神奇经典，然后将最重要的部分呈现出来，好使堕落的人或者一般人能够容易接受。韦达经指示出人类所履行的两类职务，一类称为 pravritti marga， 或感官享乐的途径；另外一类称为 nirvritti marga， 或气觉的途径。享乐的途径是较次的。 而为了至尊的缘由而牺牲的途径则较佳。生物的物质生存是真正生命的一个患病状态，真正生命是永恒的、快乐的，而且充满知识。物质生存是短暂、迷幻、充满种种苦难，简直没有快乐可言。有的只是徒劳无功，想摆脱苦恼的企图，而苦难短暂的中断却虚假的被称为快乐。因此， 短暂的苦恼的及迷幻的物质享乐之进步途径是较次的，而将一个人带往永恒的快乐的及全面觉醒的对至尊主的奉献服务，则称为较高品质的事业。这有时会因为混杂了一些较低的品质而被沾染。举例来说，为了物质的利益而履行奉献服务，一定是走向气觉途径的一个障碍。为了至善 而做什么？离尘脱俗或气绝，比起在生命的患病状态下感官享乐，时是较佳的事业。这样的享乐只会加深疾病的症候，延长病患。因此，对主的奉献服务必定要是品质纯粹的。换句话说，不可有些许物质享乐的欲望。因此， 我们必须没有不必要的欲望，没有果报行动，没有哲学性臆测，接受对主奉献服务的形式为较佳的职务，这样才能使人在主的服务，在主的服务中。 才能在使在主对主的服务中得到永恒的慰藉。
So in this verse, Sutta Goswami is describing the supreme occupation.
所以呢，在这个世界里面，苏达格斯瓦米就讲，他就描述了至尊的职务。
Just like in the material world.
就像好像在物质世界里。
There are so many different occupations.
有很多的工作。
Someone's occupation may be an engineer.
有的人的工作他可能是个工程师。
Someone else's occupation may be a lawyer.
有的人他可能是律师。
Someone else may be a teacher.
还有人可能是教师。
But none of these are the supreme occupation.
但是这所有的职业都不是至尊的。
In this verse, Sutta Goswami is describing about the supreme occupation.
那么在这个世界里面呢 ，Sutta Goswami 他就讲述了关于至尊的职业。
This supreme occupation is the path to get out of the material existence.
这个至尊的职业呢，就是让我们摆脱物质存在的这条途径。
So to help us to get out of the material existence, there are many scriptures.
为了让我们能够摆脱物质存在呢，有很多的经典。
And the scriptures describe two different paths.
经典呢，它描述了不同的途径。
One is the path of material enjoyment.
其中一个就是感官享乐的途径。
And the other is the path of renunciation.
另外一个呢，是弃绝的途径。
We see that some people are not able to give up meat eating and intoxication and sex life.
我们看到有的人他们没法放弃肉食，没法放弃麻醉，也没法放弃性生活。
So for these people, they have to take the path of material enjoyment.
那么对于这些人来说呢，他们就必须得去接受感官物质享乐的道路。
There are prescriptions for these things in the Vedic scriptures.
每当经典里面对于这些活动，它也是有些规定的。
Just like people who want to eat meat, then they can eat meat, but they have to do it according to the Vedic instructions.
比如说，有的人他想要吃肉，那么他们可以去吃肉，但是他们一定得按照这个伟大经典的描述去做。
So this is a path of material enjoyment.
所以呢，这就是感官享乐的途径。
But there is also the path of renunciation.
但同时呢，也有弃绝的途径。
Devotees, we're expected to follow the path of renunciation.
事实上呢，我们作为奉献者，我们是应该去追随这条弃绝的途径。
Our regulative principles are there to help us to control the senses.
那就有一些规范原则帮助我们能够控制自己的感官。
And they lead us to liberation from the material. It leads us out of material existence very quickly.
这样呢，就能够带领我们很快的就能摆脱物质存在。
So Lord Krishna is described in this verse also by the word adhokshaja.
So Krishna 在这个世界被描述为 adhokshaja.
Adhokshaja means.What cannot be understood by the material senses.
Adhokshaja 的意思呢，就是一个人通过物质的感官是无法了解、理解他的。
The Supreme Lord, God, is beyond the power of our material senses.
至尊主他是超越于物质感官的力量。
To understand him, we have to take the help of the Vedic scriptures.
那么要了解他，我们就必须借助于伟大经典。
So the Vedic scriptures are leading us on this path to understand the supreme occupation. The Vedic scriptures are describing to us how to engage in the supreme occupation.
所以呢，伟大经典就描述了教我们如何去从事这个最高的职业。
The sages want to know what is the highest occupation. What is the purpose of all these scriptures?
这些圣人们他们就想要知道到底他们这个职业这个从事职业应该是什么然后最终的目标是什么
Just like we see in the material world, there are many different types of religion.
就好像在物质世界里面它有很多不同种类的宗教
There is Buddhism, there is Christianity, there is Islam.
佛教、基督教、穆斯林、伊斯兰教
These different religions are all describing about paths to come to know God.
这些不同的宗教呢，它其实都是在描述的如何去了解神的一个途径。
So in the Vedic scripture here, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, it does not tell us that one religion is better than another.
那我们在伟达经典里面说圣解佛教养里面讲的他一个他就没有说 sorry I got lost
the Vedic scriptures does not tell us one religion is better than another
伟达经并没有告诉我们一个宗一门宗教比另外一门宗教更好
it simply tells us that the best religion is that religion which teaches us about God
他只是告诉我们最好的宗教就是那门教给我们关于神的知识的宗教。
So we can learn about God from many different scriptures.
我们可以从不同的经典里面去学习关于神的知识。
And the purpose of all these scriptures is to engage us, to help us to understand God.
那么这所谓经典的目的呢就是帮助我们更好的去了解神。
But we have to try to understand him without any material motive.
但是呢我们应该带着不带任何物质动机的去试图理解它。
Material world, everyone has some motive. They want to get something from their work.
在物质世界里面每一个人他做任何的工作他都希望能够从中获利。
But here in this verse, Sutta Goswami describes that the supreme occupation should be performed without any motive.
但是呢在这个世界里面 Sutta Goswami 告诉我们那个至尊的最高的职业是应该毫无动机的去从事的。
We have to be willing to serve Krishna without any material desire.
我们必须愿意不带任何物质动机的去服务主 Krishna.
We will never find anyone anywhere in the material world. People will work without expecting something in return.
在这个物质世界里，我们永远不会看到一个人他的工作的同时，他不期待任何的回报。
So this verse is describing something very special, very high, very pure type of love.
所以呢，这个世界里面它描述的是一个非常特别、非常崇高而非常纯洁的爱。
Just like in the pastime of Prahlad Maharaj and his dealing with his demonic father.
就好像就 Prahlad Maharaj 跟自己的恶魔父亲打交道这个例子。
So his father was punishing him and torturing his son in many ways.
他的父亲呢就有很多很多各种各样的方式去折磨他的儿子。
And then finally Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared and fought with his father and killed him.
最后呢就女性的一个显现跟他开始跟他的父亲打仗作战最后就把他给杀死。
So after Prahlad's father was killed, then Lord Nrisimhadeva wanted to give a benediction to Prahlad Maharaj.
说拉姆拉尔的父亲被杀了之后呢，准确的就想给普拉玛一个祝福。
But Prahlad said, "I don't want any benediction."
普拉德他说我不想得到任何的祝福。
He said, "I'm born in a demonic family, and my father was very interested to get property and to get power and to enjoy things."
他说我出生在一个恶魔的家族里面，我的父亲想要获得力量，获得财产。
But it didn't do him any good. It just made him a very bad person. So Prahlad said to Lord Nrisimhadeva, please do not tempt me. Please do not offer me things.
So then Prahlad Maharaj said to Nrisimhadeva, please do not give me any other things.
He said, I don't want to be a businessman. A businessman will simply...He will give goods, but he wants payment in return.
一个生意人他会给予他的货物，但同时他希望从中获利。
But Prahlad, he didn't have this kind of love for his Lord Nrisimhadeva.
但是呢 ，Prahlad 他对他的主权对对没有这样一种爱。
Didn't want anything.
他什么都不想要。
He was so satisfied.To simply be engaged in the service of his Lord.
他就在服务主，带着爱心去服务主当中，他就从中得到了满足。
So this is pure love.
这就是纯粹的爱。
So this love is being described here in this verse.
所以呢，在这个世界里面就描述了这种爱。
And this verse is describing the supreme occupation.
这个世界里面，他就描述了至高的、至尊的职业。
So Srila Prabhupada explains that people may be engaged in spiritual activities, they may be engaged in devotional activities, but they may still have material desires.
所以呢，圣帕瓦在解释到，有的人他们可能在履行奉献服务，但同时他仍然带着物质欲望。
We haven't come to the stage of pure devotion yet.
我们还没有达到纯粹奉爱的阶段。
We may be chanting the mantra of Hare Krishna, but we are thinking also that, you know, this will get us something.
我们可能也同时也在唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra, 但同时呢，我们也希望从中得到些什么。
We may be thinking this will help me to get rid of my sins.
可能我们还在想着我们这个唱诵能够帮助我们去除我们的罪恶。
Or we may be thinking that this chanting Hare Krishna will help me to get rich.
或者说还有一个人可能会认为唱诵 Hare Krishna 能让我变得富有。
Or it will help me to have a peaceful mind.
或者说帮助我心意平和。
But none of this is pure chanting.
但是呢，这些都是不纯粹的唱诵。
Pure chanting means we will simply want to chant for the pleasure of Krishna.
纯粹的唱诵的意思呢，就是我们只是为了取悦 Krishna 而唱诵。
We don't think about any of our own about our own benefit at all.
我们对自己的利益一点都不考虑。
So this verse is describing to us the nature of pure devotional service.
那么这个世界呢，就在向我们解释纯粹奉献服务的本性是什么。
We don't come to this stage very easily.
我们不会很轻易就能达到这个境界。We
have to get rid of many different attachments and desires in our heart.
我们得首先放掉我们心中各种各样的欲望和依附。But
it's important for us to know what is the goal.
但是呢，我们要了解其中所有的目的是什么，这点非常重要。So
the quality is described that devotional service is without material motive and it is also uninterrupted.
所以呢，在这里他就描述了纯粹归依服务的特征，也就是说，它是毫无动机，而且毫无间断的。That
it continues at every moment.
它是每时每刻都在不断继续的。There's
nothing. Except nothing other else to be done, nothing more important to be done than devotional service.
除了奉献服务之外，再也没有更为重要的活动。So
someone may think, well, I can't just do that. I can't just only chant Hare Krishna. I have other things to do.
所以呢，有的人可能会说，我可不能做不到，只是唱诵 Hare Krishna. 我还有很多其他的事情要做。Yeah,
we have to cook, we have to clean, we may have to work.
要做饭，要清洁，可能还要工作。
So, but we have to do all of these things in the mood of devotion, devotional service for Krishna.
但是呢，我们应该带着对着 Krishna 做奉献服务的心态来从事这些事情。
We have to eat and sleep, do everything in the mood as a service for Krishna.
我们吃，我们的睡，都应该带着一种服务 Krishna 的心态去做。
That we eat to maintain the body healthy so that we can continue to serve Krishna.
我们吃饭呢，是让自己能够变得非常的健康，这样能继续去服务 Krishna.
We sleep again to keep the body healthy that we can go and serve Krishna the next day.
我们之所以去睡觉，那么休息也是希望让自己身体保持健康的，第二天能够继续服务 Krishna.
This is described in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
这在《博迦梵歌》的六章里面都已经描述了。
Krishna is describing Ashtanga Yoga.
Krishna 向我们讲解了这个八步瑜伽。
He says a yogi does not eat too much or eat too little, nor does he sleep too much or sleep too little.
就是一个瑜伽士不会吃得太多，也不会吃得太少，不睡得太多，也不会睡得太少。
So devotee is also regulated in his habits.
所以呢，奉献者他的生活习惯也是非常规范的。
His habit is not only chanting Hare Krishna.
他的习惯不仅仅只是唱诵 Hare Krishna.
That's his most important activity.
但这是最重要的活动。But
he also has to do other things.
但同时他要去从事其他的活动。So
if we do everything in the mood of devotional service for the pleasure of Krishna, then yayatma supraciditi. Sutta Goswami describes our soul will become fully satisfied.
所以呢，Sutta Goswami说，如果我们带着这样一种奉献服务的心态去履行奉献服务的话，带着很纯粹的心态，那么这样我们就能得到自我满足。So
this is it. It's the nature of devotional service that if we're working for Krishna, we'll feel satisfied.
这就是奉献服务的本质所在，就是我们如果为了 Krishna 而工作的话，那我们就会非常的满足。
Our mind will be peaceful.
我们的心意会很平和。
In the Krishna book, There's a description how Lord Krishna was to be given a letter written by Rukmini.
在这个 Krishna book 里面就有这样一个逍遥时光，那么 Krishna 得到了一封 Rukmini 写给他的信。
Rukmini was to be married to Shishupal.
当时呢 Rukmini 要被嫁给 Shishupal.
And she wrote to Krishna to please come and save her.
所以呢，她就跟 Krishna 写信说，请求你赶快来救我。
And she gave this letter to a Brahmana to deliver to Krishna.
她把这封信交给一位婆罗门，转交给 Krishna.
So the Brahmana went to Dwarka to meet Krishna.
所以呢，这个婆罗门呢，他就去到Dwarka见 Krishna.
Now the Brahmanas are very dear to Krishna.
婆罗门通常对 Krishna 是非常亲切的。
So Krishna immediately received the Brahmana and asked him, "My dear," asked the Brahmana, "Is your mind peaceful?"
所以呢 ，Krishna 就迎接了这个婆罗门，然后他第一个问题就问：“那你的心意平和吗？”
Because Brahmana's duty is to keep the mind peaceful.
因为婆罗门的职责，他就让自己心意达到平衡。This
does not mean one should be lazy.
不是说一个人应该很懒惰。
But it means one should not have excessive material desire.
但是呢，这意味着他不应该拥有源源不断的物质欲望。
We should not be greedy to get more than what Krishna has allotted for us.
我们不应该去贪婪的去寻求想要多于超过 Krishna 给予我们的。
A devotee will accept happiness and distress as the arrangement of Krishna.
因为奉业，他应该把自己的快乐和痛苦都接受为 Krishna 的安排。
If the devotee is comfortable and happy, if the devotee is in a lot of distress, he will accept this distress as Krishna's arrangement, and at the same time think that he is meant to suffer more.
一个奉业的，如果他很在痛苦当中的话，他会把接受 Krishna 的安排，并同时还想着他其实本来应该受苦更多。
But Krishna is reducing.
但是呢 ，Krishna 却减少这个痛苦。
And in his happiness, when he is happy and enjoying great success, he also sees this as the grace of Krishna.
而当奉献者很开心的时候，他也把它当成 Krishna 的恩赐。
So devotee keeps his consciousness always on Krishna.
所以奉献者的知觉总是专注在 Krishna 身上。
Krishna is described here Adhoksaji. Adhoksaja, one who is beyond the senses.
Krishna 在这里被描述叫做 Adhoksaja, 他的意思就是一位超越感官的人。
We can't understand Krishna by our own efforts.
我们是没法通过自身的努力去理解 Krishna.
But he reveals himself to us when he's pleased by our service.
但是呢，当 Krishna 对我们的服务取悦了之后呢，他就会揭示他自己。
If we engage our senses in the service of Krishna, then Krishna reveals himself to us.
如果我们让自己的感官去服务 Krishna, 那么 Krishna 就向我们揭示他自己。
The more we surrender to Krishna, the more Krishna reveals himself to us.
我们越是去皈依 Krishna, 那 Krishna 就越会向我们揭示他自己。
And Krishna's instruction in the Bhagavad Gita is that we should give up all material religion and surrender to him.
Krishna 在《国家梵歌》里面就教导我们，他说一个人应该放弃所有的宗教，而是皈依他。
Here, Krishna is saying we have to take up religion.
在这里 ，Krishna 却说我们应该接受宗教。
But there's no contradiction.
但这两句话是没有冲突的。Because
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is saying give up all religion which is materially motivated.
Krishna 在《国家梵歌》里面讲说我们是应该放弃所有带有物质动机的宗教。
So we shouldn't think that we will get some, we shouldn't keep some material desires in our heart that what we want to get from Krishna.
所以呢，我们内心不应该带有任何的物质动机，想要从 Krishna 满足任何的物质欲望。
We don't want to be a businessman.
我们不想做生意。
Spiritual, we've come to spiritual life to give up material life.
我们之所以灵修，就是为了放弃我们的物质生活。
This is the real meaning of spiritual initiation.
这就是灵修和灵性的启迪的真实的含义。
That we have finished with our material life.
也就是说，我们要结束自己的物质生活。
That now our life is for Krishna and Krishna's service.
现在我们的生活，我们的生命是为了 Krishna， 为了服务他。
Doesn't mean we give up our family. Doesn't mean we give up our job or work.
这并不意味着我们要放弃自己的家庭，放弃自己的工作。
But we change our consciousness.
我们要改变的是我们的知觉。
We see everything in relation to Krishna.
我们是把一切都看得跟 Krishna 相关。
So this is the supreme occupation.
这就是至尊的职务。
Spiritual life doesn't mean we become idle and lazy.
灵修并不意味着我们变得懒惰。
In the material world, people retire from their work.
物质世界人们他们会工作会退休。
We know many people are retired. They're sitting around all day.
很多人退休了以后，他们就天天就是每一天到晚在那坐着。
They don't know what to do with themselves.
不知道自己该怎么办。
Watch television all day.
他们一天到晚在那看电视。
Sometimes they go and see their friends.
有的时候呢，去看看朋友。
But for a devotee in Krishna consciousness, there's no retirement.
但是呢，对于一个处在 Krishna 知觉中的奉献者来说，他们没有退休。
We may give up our material duties, but we don't give up our spiritual duties.
我们可能会放弃自己的物质的职责，但从来不会放弃灵性的职责。
For a devotee, there's never enough time in the day.
对一个奉献者来说，他一天时间总是不够的。
For materialists, they may feel that time is dragging. They don't know what to do all day.
对一个物质主义者来说，他们认为时间总在拖啊拖啊，不知道一天到晚做些什么。
But for a devotee, there's never enough time in the day.
但是呢，对一个奉献者来说，他总会觉得一天时间不够。
Because he's so busy studying the absolute truth.
因为他们非常繁忙的学习绝对真理。
He's so busy engaging himself in the service of the absolute truth.
他一直在忙着去服务这个绝对真理。
So this is spiritual life. This is the supreme occupation.
这就是我们的灵修，这是我们最高的职责。
So Sutta Goswami is describing all of this to the sages.
所以呢，苏达格斯瓦米就在向这些所有的圣人们解释这一点。
Go read the other paragraph of the sutta.
读下面一段这个要旨。我们故意将 dharma 一词解释为植物，因为 dharma 字根的意思是那维系着一个人生存的，一个生物存在的维系是将它的活动和它与至尊主 Krishna 的永恒关系配合起来。Krishna 是众生的轴心，它是最具吸引的生物和所有其他生物和永恒形象中的永恒形象。每一个生物在它的灵性存在中有它的永恒形象，而 Krishna 则是它们永恒的吸引。Krishna 是完整的，其他的一切是它的所属个体，两者的关系便是仆人与被服务者，这是超然的。完全有别于我们在物质存在中的经验，这个仆人与被服务者的关系是被意气相投的亲密形式的关系，是最意气相投的亲密形式的关系。随着一个人奉献服务的进展，他便会觉悟到这种关系。每个人都要从事于对主的超然爱心服务，就算在目前条件限制的受条件限制的物质生活下也是如此，正因如此，会渐渐地带给一个人真正生命的端倪，带给他完全的满足。
So Srila Prabhupada is explaining to us the significance of this word dharma.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada在给我们解释 dharma 这个词的含义。
Dharma, Prabhupada says, occupation is not quite the best description.
在这里的话，他说 Dharma 就被解释为植物，这其实不是最好的解释。
Dharma means the nature of something.
Dharma 它是指一个事物的本性。
Just like salt.
就好像盐。
It has its particular taste.
它会有它特别的味道。
Or the nature of fire is to burn.
那火的本性呢，它会燃烧。
And then the nature of ice, you know, will be very cold and hard.
冰的本性呢，是很硬而且很冷。
So in the same way, every living entity has his particular nature.
同样，每一个生物体都有它独特的个性。
The dharma of every living entity.
每一个生物体的 dharma.
You know, the dharma of chili. Chili is very hot.
辣椒的本性就是辣。
And the dharma of sugar is sweet.
糖的本性就是甜。
So in the same way, the soul, the jiva, the atma also has a dharma.
同样的，这个 jiva 就是个体灵魂，它也有它的 dharma.
And the dharma of the living entity is service.
那么生物体的 dharma 就是去服务。
If we do not have some service to do, we don't have some activities, then we do not feel complete.
那么如果我们不做服务不活动的话我们就觉得不完整。
We see in the material world, everyone, they want to have some occupation, something to do.
物质世界里每一个人他都想要有所从事。
If they don't have occupation, if they don't have a job, then they feel very incomplete in their life.
如果他没有工作的话他的生活当中就会觉得非常不完整。
So on a spiritual platform, we also have some occupation.
在灵性的层面呢，我们也有自己的职责。
And that occupation is to be the servant of the Supreme Lord Krishna.
这个职责呢，就是去作为至尊主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
We have this relationship between the Lord and the living entity.
Krishna 和生物体之间都是有关系的。
Master and servant.
主人和仆人的关系。
But this sounds very bad because we think in the material world, oh, if I have a master in the spiritual world also, why should I go to the spiritual world? Because we have a bitter experience of such relationships in the material world.
但是呢，人们一听到这个词语，他就觉得感觉非常的糟糕。他说：“我在这个物质世界里已经有主人了，我为什么到物质世界、到灵异世界还会有主人？因为他们。”对这个主人的概念就是已经有很不好的体验。
We think, if I go to the spiritual world, still there's a master.
你去想到灵异世界还有主人。
But in the spiritual world, the relationship is different from the material world.
但是呢，灵异世界里面的关系和物质世界的关系是有区别的。
In the material world, every master wants to exploit the servant.
在物质世界里面，每一个主人都想剥削他的仆人。
And the servant also tries to sometimes exploit the master.
这个仆人有的时候也会想尽千百计想设法去剥削一下他的主人。
Everyone is trying to take some advantage of another person.
每一个人都在努力的试图想要去利用另外一个人。
But in the spiritual world, it's a different relationship.
但是灵异世界里面的关系是有区别的。
In the spiritual world, there is pure love.
在灵异世界里面有纯粹的爱。
We don't find pure love in the material world.
在物质世界，我们找不到纯粹的爱。
When the woman is young and beautiful, the man loves her.
当一个妇女很年轻漂亮的时候，这个男人就会爱她。
But if the woman ages, then the love is weak.
当这个妇女她年迈之后，那这个爱也就减弱了。
And if a man has money, then the woman will love the man.
如果男人有钱，这个女人就爱他。
If the man has no money, then she will think, what is the point for this love?
那么这个男人没有钱了之后，这个女的就会想：你这个爱有什么价值
？This is typical of the material world.
这就是物质世界的最典型的。
But in the spiritual world, there is real loving relationship.
但是在灵异世界里面存在着这种真实的爱的关系。
It is based on pure service.
它是建立在纯粹的服务的基础之上。
The living entities want to serve the Lord.
是啊，个体生物想要服务主。
And the Lord wants to serve the living entity.
主也会想去服务生物体。
The living entities want to serve the Lord without any motive, with no sense of receiving.
生物体它会不带任何动机，不想要任何的回报的去服务主。
And the Lord also has the same mood in serving His devotees.
那么主在服务他奉献者的过程当中，也带着同样的心态。
In the material world, we like to take service.
在物质世界里，我们喜欢去接受服务。
But in the spiritual world, the pleasure is in giving service.
但在灵异世界里面，我们的快乐来自于去给予服务。
It's better to, sometimes we say in the material world, it's better to give than to receive.
所以从一个更好的角度来说，其实你给予好过索取。
So this is the mood of the spiritual world.
这就是灵异世界的心态。
Giving,
给予
and not thinking about receiving.
不想的人会去回报，去给予，去索取。
So this is what we want to encourage among the devotees.
这就是我们想要鼓励奉献者做。
That as devotees, we also have to try to develop this mood of giving more.
那么在这个我们所以呢，在奉献者当中，我们也应该尽量去培养这种给予更多的给予的心态。
Giving ourselves up to Krishna.
我们把自己完全交给 Krishna。
And we will see as we surrender our mind, our body, ourself to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates.
那我们就会看到，当我们把自己的心意、言语和躯体交给 Krishna 的时候， Krishna 就会做出回应。
So, I think I've covered, I think I'll stop here and ask if there are any questions.
现在大家就停在这里，你们有没有什么问题？
Are people there?
有人吗？你那边？
有。
Okay.
等一下。我问一下他吗？
这是没有信任，
不，隔壁给他，你那个就不接了。好，可以个悄悄拍你，你上来了，你可以直接跟马哈拉姐讲话。听到没？
听到了。
好的，那你直接跟他们讲吧。他很郁，悄悄拍你很郁闷，就没听到一句。你可以问后方让你或者直接问了。
掉了。
不知道他今天怎么回事，往常都能够很好听的。加卡帕里德阳。
我没有听他的声音，巧克力你没有听他，他
断掉了 ，lost。如果他连接不畅的话，那我接下一个。下一个，这是有个单儿吗？
不知道他今天怎么回事，网传的人都很好。
哦，有个单儿吧，把广播关掉，你直接到现场了。
把广播关掉。
对，要不然会听两遍声音的。
哦，好，关掉。
好的，毛浩让你在这儿，你直接跟他们讲。
关掉了。你动作听得见吗？我这样说你听见吗？
不是我听，跟毛浩让你讲，毛浩让你现在在线上。
哦。
我们都听着呢。问候吧。
毛浩让你。阿
里波。阿
里波，很高兴听到你给我们讲波加瓦坛。我们好久没见到你了，能看看你吗？
我可以看的。
我们好想你哦。
你的问题是
什么？可以看。
大话你说话
了。有问题吗？
想问一个，太阳王朝怎么会结束呢？
太阳王朝上代的时
候，You're talking about fourth chapter Bhagavad Gita?
你是在讲佛家盘的第四章是吧？
哎，这个应该是博家瓦坛上的问题。这个他用他是在第九篇吧？第九篇吗？第七篇上的，第七篇上面的。这个是一个好久的问题了。
好
几天了。是那个他们拿给我看的。就是罗阿玛，罗阿玛他是太阳王朝的嘛，罗阿玛坦扎是太阳王朝的。
嗯
嗯。
How does it come down in? Why? What do you mean? Why do you think it came down in?
你是问为什么会结束是吧？
哎，对，它怎么会结束呢？
Who said it came to an end?
谁说它结束了？
书上太阳王朝后来是结束了。
There are
还在吗
？There are still many kings. There are still many descendants of Maharaj Parikshit. There are still many of these families in India. They come from these their descendants in this line.
他一次大病之后，他说他所谓的很多的后代都还在呢。
They're not kings anymore. They took all the land. They took all the properties away from them.
但现在他们已经不是国王了。现在他们的当时的所谓的土地啊，所有的财产都被拿走。
But previously, in the past, Haribo.
Haribo.
知道了吧？
知道了，谢谢。
Yeah, just like the king of Orissa, you know, he's still there. He's a descendant of Maharaj Prataparudra.
就像 Orissa 的那个国王，他就是 Maharaj Prataparudra 的后代。
哦。
There's also the king of Jaipur, the big palace where Radha Govinda are in Jaipur. You know, there's still the king of Jaipur. He's still around.
你说加一库的那个 Radha Govinda 的庙，那个国王也在。
Now the man just has a travel agency. He's just a businessman.
以前那是那个人，现在就成了个生意人，成了那个旅行社的了。
So you can go, you travel around India, you can meet many of these families. They used to be kings.
你如果到印度去旅行的话，你会看到很多人他们的后代，家人的后代，现在他们以前都是国王。
But the government took away all their properties.
但是呢，后来政府拿走了他们所有的财产。
Because they were not doing their duty as Kshatriya.
因为他们没有履行自己作为沙地利的职责。
So this is the point. There are no real Kshatriyas in the Kali Yuga.
这就是现在要讲，就是现在卡利年代没有真正的沙地利了。
So that's why that's why it says that, you know, the Sun Dynasty has also come to an end.
这就是为什么说太阳王朝也就结束了。
哦哦哦。
But they can still claim their descent. They can still claim that by the line, their family line goes back to the Sun Dynasty.
但是呢，他们人因为还是从那个太阳王朝那个传系里面，就那个家族王朝传下来的，所以他们仍然可以自称就是那个太阳王朝的后裔。
Just like the Brahmanas, each Brahmana, they come in a particular gotra. It means they come in a line of great sages.
就像那些婆罗门，他们就是来自于这些伟大圣人的家族的。
And each Brahmana will know, you know, who was which sage and which line of sages he was born.
每一个婆罗门，他们也都知道他们是来自于哪一个圣人的家族的。
Sometimes people will ask us.You know, they say, oh, you're wearing a Brahmana thread, you're also Brahmana. What is your gotra? Means what line of great sages were you born in?
有的时候有人会问我们，因为他看到我们身上带着圣线，就会问哦，你是来自哪个 gotra? 就说你是来自于哪个圣人的传系的家族的。
So Prabhupada told us that we should tell them that we were born in the gotra in the line of Lord Narayan, from the family of Lord Narayan.
所以呢，Prabhupada就告诉我们，我们要回答说我们是来自于主 Narayan 的那个 gotra。就是来自主男人那个传系那个家族的。
嗯，谢谢。
怎么这么大的声音？
什么大的什么
声音
回音
现在有下面有个问题，下面的问题是谁呀、
啊？我先把绵羊挂掉。
绵羊挂掉了。
绵羊重新听广播。
重新听广播。
啊，知道了，
知道了。
Kylie， 对。
啊，这是。
哦 ，Kylie。
Kylie。
Kylie。
这是我想一下。宜宾的。
正在升什么？升。
还没有起鼻的。
要照顾这个躯体。
Uh-huh.
但生病是怎么样才能更好的服务医生？
When the body is sick, then how can you?
You need to take care of the body. So how to serve Krishna better when you're sick?
Well, the first thing is you have. If you're sick, you have to take care of it.
首先你生病，你要照顾这个身体。
It said there's a saying that, you have to take care of disease, fire, and death.Immediately.
据说有三个事情我们是必须马上照顾的，一个就是火，一个是疾病，一个是债务。
Yeah, if there's a fire, or if you're in debt, or you have a disease, you should immediately do something about it. You cannot neglect these things.
所以呢，如果你发生火灾了，或者是如果生疾病了，或者说欠债了，那么就不能忽略，你应该马上就把它解决掉。
This is practical knowledge.
这就是实际的知识。
You know, if you're sick and you neglect it, it's going to get worse.
如果你生病了，但是你去忽略它，那么你只会变得更糟的。
One of our devotees in Hong Kong just died recently.
香港有个奉献者最近刚刚去世了。
He was not living in the temple, and he did not take care of his health.
他没有住在庙里，他也没有好好照顾自己的身体。
He just collapsed one day. And then when they took him to the hospital, they found he had tumors in his brain and in his lungs. He had not been taking care of his health, and within 2 weeks he passed away. So very important that you take care of your health.
所以呢，我们一定要好好照顾自己的身体，这非常的重要。
This body is given to us by Krishna.
我们的身体是 Krishna 给的。
Does not belong to us.
不属于我们自己。
Just like if you rent an apartment and you live in someone's apartment, you have to take care of the apartment.
这就好像如果租了一个房子，那么你就得好好的照顾它。
So in the same way we're living in this body, we have to take care of it.
同样的，因为我们现在住在我们这个身体里面，那我们也得好好照顾它。
We have to see this Krishna's property, and we have to take proper care of it that we can use it to the best way, in the best way we can.
所以呢，我们要知道我们这个身体是 Krishna 的财产，我们要好好的照顾它，然后呢，才能够利用它，能够更好的去服务 Krishna.
Yeah, definitely. If our body is sick, we won't be able to do proper service.
如果我们生病的话，我们就没办法好好的做服务。
So we have to give first that.Immediate attention should be given to get the body healthy again.
所以呢，我们应该立即做的就是好好照顾这身体，让我们的身体马上尽快恢复健康。
So that we can engage properly in Krishna's service.
这样呢，我们才能够更好的去服务 Krishna.
Okay.
好吗？
啊，看来大家都不吱声了。那就非常感谢了，今天晚上第一次这样有马哈绕去跟大家讲课，非常感谢。OK, thank you, Maharaj.
OK, Haribo.
Haribo.